living writing about the lives of others, and a lot about herself. But now, for the first time, someone else is asking the questions. Hello, you're listening to the Ryerson Review of Journals and Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Edwards. Today we'll be speaking with Dominique Lamberton about her story on Sarah Hampson. For our listeners who are not familiar with Hampson and her work, who is she exactly?
Sarah Hampson is a columnist for the Globe and Mail. She's been there for over 10 years now, and she's most known as a profile writer. She has a weekly interview column. She's interviewed Hugh Hefner, Leonard Cohen. She's just the people that, you know, readers and Globe and Mail readers want to know about. She just wrapped up a column about divorce, and she writes a column about the pursuit of happiness.
And how is Hampson different than all the other profile writers in Canada? What makes her stand out?
Well, I guess one of the main things would be that she is a profiler for newspapers, so she's not writing big 5,000 word pieces on a person that she's followed around for a few weeks or a few months. She's sitting down across from these people for usually no longer than an hour, usually in a boardroom or in a restaurant or cafe or something. It's this snippet of this hour or so that she spent with them, and people are familiar with her as a profiler because she's profiling someone new every week.
Although Hampson often has limited time with her interview subjects, that wasn't the case for Dominique. They met several times, and since Hampson is a veteran journalist, she knew the drill.
Yeah, it was interesting. The first time we met was at Starbucks, a Starbucks near the Globe and Mail, and she was really awesome. She said, "I know how this works, so you can come over to my house and you can like hang out with me at my house and for some color and some scenes in your story." So that was really great. She told me she would take me for a ride in her PT Cruiser, but she never did.
Why didn't she?
I don't know. I guess she forgot. I didn't ask.
Hampson is smart, sharp, and sometimes snarky. She's been criticized for being too harsh in her writing, but she's also earned respect from her peers.
When she first started out in her career, she was working closely with John McFarlane, who was the editor-in-chief at Toronto Life, and now he's the editor-in-chief of The Walrus. And when I spoke with him, he said that she forms her own opinions of people. She doesn't go out of her way to be mean or unfair to the people that she interviews, but she's not easily conned, I suppose.
Read the whole story in the summer 2011 issue to hear more about the intriguing mind of Sarah Hampson.
She's very interested in people and in human emotions, really, whether that be herself or other people.